Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. Tomorrow, Tuesday, June 25th, Introduction to Plant-Based Nutrition at 9 p.m. It's the quick, get started fast science and skills introduction to Wellness 101. And then on Thursday, Gardening Skills with Jill Phillips is 9 p.m. on Thursday, June 27th. She's a master gardener. She's going to talk about indoor and outdoor gardening and all the little issues that people need to know beyond just putting seeds in the soil, fertilizers and pests and all kinds of things that help you to become better at gardening. And it's not too late to plant things for this year, even though summer is well underway. So I've known Jill for a long time. She's a long-time member of the Wellness Forum, and you can learn a lot of great stuff from her. And then last but not least, as you know, my book, Food Over Medicine, is out, and so far everybody seems to like it. I think we've only had one out of all the reviews that wasn't fabulous. And so anyway, if you want an autographed copy of the book, you can order it from the Wellness Forum, or if you've already gotten your book, bring it in the fall when you come for conference. I'll autograph it for you then. And we are going to do a couple conference calls to discuss it in July, so watch the newsletter for info. All right, so for today's message, according to a new study, the benefits of vitamin D supplementation during pregnancy may be overstated. Well, I've been saying the benefits of vitamin D supplementation have been overstated as it applies to the entire population for a very long time. This study included 3,960 pregnant women who were evaluated for vitamin D status, and then their kids were later evaluated when they were 9 years and 11 months old for bone health and bone mineral concentration. The researchers concluded that there was no association between maternal vitamin D levels during pregnancy and their children's bone mineral content. The researchers reported that the mom's vitamin D levels were lowest during the first trimester. They increased throughout the term of their pregnancy. They were higher in summer and lower in the winter. Non-white moms and those who smoked had generally lower levels of vitamin D, but this also had no effect on bone mineral content in the children of these moms. Vitamin D has been added to the list of supplements women are advised to take during pregnancy, and they're told that the health of their children, particularly bone health, depends upon adequate vitamin D levels and that supplementation is required in order to achieve those levels. Now, here is where all the problems are with these vitamin D recommendations. First, ideal levels are exaggerated by health professionals who have turned vitamin D into an industry. They've termed it, you know, they really have treated it like the new magic bullet, lower levels responsible for almost everything that goes wrong with the human body, and higher levels the solution to almost all conditions. And the research relied on to reach these conclusions has shown correlation but not cause and effect relationship. And there's no consideration when making recommendations for supplementation for the side effects of vitamin D, which are significant. We're seeing more of them as people come into the office taking fairly large doses of it. So I'll continue to caution people about taking vitamin D supplements, including and maybe even in particular pregnant women. I'll acknowledge that the pills may be useful for certain populations, and here is where the problem comes in. There is always a population for whom drugs, supplements, procedures are appropriate. And therefore, there are only a handful of things I think I'd eliminate from the entire repertoire of things that are available to healthcare professionals and their patients. But it is the misuse and misapplication of these things that really drives the conversation that I continue to have with people. So right now it's summer in North America, and you need to increase your vitamin D levels the way nature intended in response to sunlight exposure. And just say no to the recommendation to take supplements. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow morning.